Hello, it's Mark Needham.
Yeah, hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
It's Todd Hancock here with CFOX in Vancouver.
Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Thanks for taking some time out and doing this today, man. We're really looking forward to kind of getting some stories out of you.
No problem. I'm not sure how good my stories will be, but...
Well, for the people that have no idea who Mark Needham is, maybe you could kind of walk us through why you're known in the industry. By the way, welcome to the Live from the Lab here at CFOX.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, I guess I've been doing it a long time. It's probably why some people know who I am. You know, I've had the opportunity to work with some really good bands. You know, Fleetwood Mac, The Killers, Metro Station, Chris Isaak, you know, My Chemical Romance. I've gotten the opportunity to work with a lot of really great artists, which has been fun, you know.
Which stuff did you do with Fleetwood Mac? Because that's one of my favorite bands, like, of all time.
I did their, what's the name of the album we did, Will, for Fleetwood? Say You Will, and I also have done work with Stevie Nicks and Lindsay on their solo projects, and I've mixed a couple of their live DVDs, and, you know, we'll probably work with them again in the future.
Is it tough when you're working with guys of that caliber to kind of be like, listen, Mick, I'm going to need you to do a different kind of beat than that? Do you find it you're like, man, how do I reach these guys at that level?
Well, not really. I guess I've never really been afraid of, you know, which gets me in trouble sometimes, of voicing my opinion. I mean, the first time I worked with Lindsay, I hadn't met Lindsay yet. I was working on a song, and I'd kind of rearranged the song and brought some other people in to do some of the parts, and you know, everybody was telling me I was out of my mind, but yeah, he came in and sat down and listened to it and went, great, you know. So, I mean, sometimes you get it right, sometimes you get it wrong, you know. You never know unless you try, you know.
A tough question, Mark, but I'm wondering, is there any artists, and obviously it's going to be tough for you to answer, but is there artists that you're like, man, I can't believe I work with those guys, they're such dicks?
I've had several of those over the years, you know, that have gotten a little weird and confrontational, you know. Some artists that I still work with a lot, where, you know, we've had some blow ups in the studio. That used to happen more often when, you know, back to 20 years ago, when we would spend a year in the studio working on the same record. You know, it's like 6 days a week, 15 hours a day, seeing the same guys, and, you know, slaving over the same parts. Sometimes tempers get, you know, a little out of control, you know.
It does get a little bit tedious from time to time, I'd imagine, eh?
I bet, you know.
I'm just looking through your resume here, Mark, and it is outstanding. It is everywhere from, as you mentioned off the top, you know, the Fleetwood Mac and The Killers, but you're also into, like, Michelle Branch and Cake and Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal is one of my favorites of all time.
Oh, yeah, that was, I love working with Taj. He was such a great guy, because he would get up at like 6 in the morning and spend hours like making these huge meals for everybody to bring into the studio.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be like that guy.
Yeah, he was a great, you know, I try to work on a lot of different kind of stuff. I did a lot of jazz records in New York when I was in my early 20s. We mixed and produced, recorded those. It's, you know, I try to do different stuff a lot. I have a band, Igloo and Hartley, now, that's just coming out in the U.S. that I've been working on for a year. That's rap verses with big, you know, big kind of rock choruses. I tend to try to move around a lot. I like a lot of different styles of music, you know. And
how about for bands here in Vancouver, Mark, that are listening, going, holy man, this guy's got a pretty impressive resume. Is it out of the question for you to work with maybe a Vancouver indie band that, like, say, if you really enjoyed them, would you be willing to work with a band that might not necessarily have the budget of, say, a big band like The Killers?
Well, you know, we do probably 30-40% of our time is spent developing new artists. It's a big part of our business and kind of growing. We've had a lot of success with that. Starting with The Killers was one of the bands that my company and a couple others got together and helped get to develop and get signed. So we work with artists all over the world. I'm just finished a band from South Africa that I'm helping to develop. That's really a big part of our business, and we try to do as much of that as we can, you know.